Sign up! This is the OTP presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Plan on paying less for the coverage you need with Farm Bureau Health Plans. Get a quote today at FBHP.com. I'm Mike Keith with Titans Radio's draft duo, Rhett Bryan and Coach Dave McGinnis, as we take you through their top five at various positions leading into next week's NFL draft. Our first OTP with these two, the top five quarterbacks and running backs. Today, we hit defensive backs. Rhett Bryan, I think we have to start at the corner position, don't you?
I think we do. And the top five goes like this. At number five, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Alabama. Number four, Cooper DeJean, Iowa. Number three, Nate Wiggins, Clemson. Number two, Quinyon Mitchell, Toledo. And number one, Terrion Arnold, Alabama.
All right. Arnold has elevated through this entire process. Coach Dave McGinnis, why is Terrion Arnold at the top of the list?
Big-time producer in the Southeastern Conference. Very nuanced player. Very nuanced player. He's not a 4-3 guy, but the guy is sticky. He's in phase. He understands not only vision to the quarterback, he understands transition on throws. He's never hesitant. You can tell that he really understands and gets the game. He's really good at the catch point, holds his water, doesn't panic when the ball's over his head, and he's in phase with the receiver. I just think he's more of a nuanced corner because of where he's been. And I will say this, and I know he's retired, but, you know, Nick Saban coaches the corners at Alabama. He coaches the corners at Alabama, and Nick Saban knows what he's doing. You can see it in the technical work. And we've got two Alabama corners, you know, in our top five. And I think that not only the physical ability, but they've learned the game at a really high level.
Mike, Terrion Arnold is ahead of his teammate Kool-Aid McKinstry in a lot of people's eyes because he was brought in at safety, worked at safety, moved to corner. And you look at his measurables, Mike. He's 5'11", 189, 4'5", in the 40, arms 31 and 5'8". So he's a longer prospect, 76 and a quarter inches is his wing. And you know who else had that same kind of track and has those same kind of numbers coming out? The guy that the Titans just traded for, L'Jarius Sneed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of – if there's a comp, that's kind of the comp.
We saw Quinyon Mitchell play at the Senior Bowl. Corner from Toledo, originally from the state of Florida. And you think, well, he's a MAC player, and MAC football is good football, but they don't generally have the top-end receivers, say, that the SEC or the Big Ten did. And then all we saw Mitchell do in Mobile is shut everybody down. He just beat everybody up.
You're 100% right, and we're sitting up there watching going, this kid is, you know, and I didn't know a lot about him. I knew about him, but not digging in on him before we went there. I think we talked about Jalen Wright, you know, earlier. In our first draft program about elevating himself in this pre-draft process, Kenyon Mitchell will be number one on a lot of people's cornerback board. He really will. And when you watch him and you look at him, you see is someone that has got tremendous athletic ability, 4.33, a 1.51, 10, 38 vertical jump, a 10.2 broad, 20 reps at 225. Now, for a cornerback, that's pretty salty. And he plays like that. This guy to me is, you talk about a really good floor to work from, but a ceiling that's going to be very, very high. And he will be able to progress as he's taught in this league and learns how to play against, as you brought up, more nuanced receivers. But he opened my eyes at that Senior Bowl.
Mike, there might not be another player, regardless of position, who has helped themselves and has won this pre-draft process more than Quinyon Mitchell.
There's a lot of talk coming in to Mobile that he might be a first-round pick, and now most of the analysts think he is an upper half of the first-round pick.
Yeah, it would not surprise me at all. I do believe he's a Thursday night first-round pick, and I think it's going to be pretty early on.
DeJean from Iowa.
Oh.
Just had a great individual workout. I mean, a player with a big skill set, state long jump champion averaged 25 points a game in basketball in high school. I mean, the measurables, the traits, whatever you want to call it, are there. Does that translate to the field when Iowa's out there playing defense?
In spades, it does. I mean, and let's talk about Iowa defensive backs a little bit. Their coach, Coach Parker, is probably the guru of defensive back coaches in the collegiate game.
Wow.
The guru. He's been there for 25, 30 years. These guys come out of there so well-versed on what it takes, not only ability-wise, but the mind and the thought process of what it takes to play in the secondary. You can just tell they are nuanced. We've got a safety here right now that came from there. We could tell that in that draft. You remember when we had him? In fact, we had Kirk.
Amani Hooker.
Yeah, and in fact, we had Kirk Ferentz on after the draft, and he said the same thing. But they are so well-schooled in what it takes to be a secondary. And then you couple that with what he's got. You already mentioned, I mean, he's 6'5", 203. Broke his fibula in November, so to your point, he's just coming off of that, but was cleared for his activity. This guy is everything. And I say everything in this aspect. He's got the mental capacity to do it. He is so position and scheme versatile. You can play this guy anywhere. And when I say anywhere, you can drop him down. He can play an overhang position up at the second level. He can play safety. He can do it, or you could put him out there on a corner, and he's got the hips to be able to play corner. This is a really, really good football player. And when I say that, it's with huge, huge lights on as a football player that I think is a can't miss in this league.
He may be one of the top five position versatile players in this draft. You could literally, I mean, whatever Iowa runs, it's kind of like a star position or whatever, and the guy can do it all. And came back and ran a 4.40 and a 38.5-inch vertical. Yeah.
All five of these players in your cornerback listing, do they go in the first round, Rhett?
I'm going to say probably three of the five go in the first round.
Wow, okay.
Terrion Arnold, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean probably, now that he's tested some. And it's still – Nate Wiggins could still be there. Kool-Aid McKinstry had foot surgery after he ran his 40 at his pro day and is supposed to be ready for training camp. So we'll see about that. But I would say safely three of the five will be drafted in the first round.
Yeah, and I think that there'll be a gap as to when they're taken. But I think Nate Wiggins can go just from the fact – he's slight, 173, 175 pounds, but he ran 4.28. You know, and God doesn't make many of those people, and especially if you're going to have a defense that matches some people up with a 36-inch vertical, not very physical, but 4.28 with the way the space game is now, I would think he and Kool-Aid McKinstry will go in the lower third of the first round.
Ennis Rakestraw from Missouri, was he in contention for your top five?
Yes, right there.
And so he figures to be a player – probably early in night two that would be available?
I would think very early, if not somebody. Somebody may tag him at the end of the first round just because the number of draft picks that they have and the need that they have back there in the secondary, but absolutely he does.
He's a good player.
He's a good player.
I think what you're getting to, though, is if the Titans wanted to go corner at 38, they could get an outstanding player, potentially.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's another guy who's not on our list. I mean, there's a guy, you know, at Iowa State, TJ Tampa, that to me is – I mean, there's this – the run on corners, I think, will carry on through maybe the top of the fourth round.
Who is TJ Tampa with the cool name?
Got some length to him. Got some length to him. Is a guy that has proven that he's got the hips to be able to match and play. And he's just a very, very cerebral guy in the back end.
Almost 79-inch wing on that guy.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, so let's talk about favorites. Coach Mack, outside of the top five, your favorite is?
Max Melton.
Okay.
From Rutgers. Your favorite interview.
I love that guy.
I know you do. So I did that for Max, but I'm glad you like it. 5'11", 187. The guy is just a bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and when I say that, I mean, he is tenacious. He's a tenacious player. He's physically gifted, 40.5-inch vertical jump, an 11.4 broad jump. I mean, that and a 4.39 40. He's compact, But you interviewed him, and the way that he interviewed with you, the way you explained it to us when we were down in Mobile, it's the way he plays.
He ain't scared.
I think what you said is, Coach Mack, this guy could be a WWE wrestler.
Oh, he could. Because, I mean, he's –
Max Melton, too. That rolls right off
rolls
the tongue.
Rolls right off the – but he ain't scared, Rhett. I mean, that's what you love in corners is – I mean, they're going to have
it's
tough
gonna
days.
It's going to be a war every day.
They're going to go against world-class athletes at wide receiver, and this guy just doesn't care.
Yep.
I think you were spot on, and you came back immediately from that interview and said, this guy's got it.
All right.
Inside.
All right, Rhett Bryan, who's your favorite?
Cam Hart, Notre Dame.
Who is Cam Hart?
So he is a pretty large cornerback. Notre Dame, 6'3", 202, 4'5", 33-inch vertical. He's got almost a 79-inch wingspan. And, you know, there's some ups and downs to any of these guys. But if you want to see what he can do, take a look at the Ohio State film. He held Marvin Harrison Jr. to 3 catches for 32 yards, no touchdowns. So, he's a bigger corner, and obviously he's somebody that's a day three prospect, but could make a nice addition to someone's team.
Rhett Bryan, who's your sleeper?
My sleeper is Andrew Phillips from Kentucky. Really like Andrew Phillips. He is 5'10 and a half, 190, ran a 4.48 in the 40, 31 and a quarter inch arms. So the thing about him, and obviously SEC corner in this, but his game is a lot like Roger McCrary.
Okay.
That would be his comp if we're talking about him. I think he's going to make somebody a nice pro. Really nice young player.
Thing I like about him, though, just jumping out on Rhett's guy, he's got a 42-inch vertical and 11-3 broad, so he's an explosive.
Yep.
He's an explosive dude, and you need explosion on your transition out of your back pedal. He's got it.
All right, Coach Mack, you said that your favorite is Max Melton, so who's your sleeper at corner?
Abrams Drain.
Okay.
The other corner
Missouri.
From Missouri. From Missouri, 5'11", 179, not quite as big, a 4'4", 440, 33-inch vertical jump, but 1.5 3 10. This guy's he's an instinctive football player. And even at that weight, 179, he will throw his face in the briar patch. I mean, he will go after you. And Missouri had a really good football team this year in the Southeastern Conference. There were a lot of Missouri players at the combine for a reason. This guy's a good football player, and I think later on down in the draft, somebody's going to get a pretty good player there. I think he'll make a living in this league as a slot corner.
All right, that was corners. Safety's coming up next after we tell you about SeatGeek, the official ticketing partner of the Tennessee Titans. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Titans games or any live event in Nashville, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek, the new official ticketing partner of the Tennessee Titans. So,
Titans fans can fan.
Rhett Bryan, take us through the top five safeties as you and Coach Mack have them rated.
At number five, Cole Bishop, Utah. Number four, Kalen Bullock, Southern Cal. Number three, Jaden Hicks, Washington State. Number two, Javon Bullard, Georgia. And number one, Tyler Newman, Minnesota.
I want to talk about Bullard first.
Yeah.
Javon Bullard, Georgia. Who is this player and why is he special?
First of all, he is very, very cognizant of what goes on in space. You can play him anywhere back there. He can lap in the back end. He's really good at driving the football. And he's not – if when you're watching tape, the first thing you want to look at safeties, how frantic are they when the ball is snapped? You know what I'm saying? How frantic are they? Do they look confused? Do they look – this guy is so dialed in to what's going on. The other thing is, I mean, when you he's a 4.48 40 guy, 33-inch vertical jump, a 10-foot broad jump, but he understands the nuances of what's happening in space, and not only what's happening in his vertical vision, but also in his periph. He's really good at periphing what's going on, too. That is a trait that your good safeties have to have because it happens back there so quick and stuff is on him so fast. I just like the way he recognizes things that are happening from the back end forward.
Certain players from certain schools at certain positions get my attention more, Coach Mack. You mentioned the Alabama corners because Nick Saban coaches the corners. Well, guess what Kirby Smart played at Georgia? He was a safety. So if there's ever a Georgia safety out there, my interest is piqued.
Well, you know what? And that's such a great point, Mike. And that's, I mean, that's dialed in because you got Javon Bullard sitting back here at 5'10 and a half, 198, 4'4", 740. I mean, and the point that you make, a lot of the instructions that these guys get coming up can either be way advantageous or they can be a deficit. You know, of bad habits that you have to break. To your point, you're not going to have to break a whole lot of bad habits with safeties out of Georgia.
All right. Who is Tyler Newbin, your number one rated safety in this list, Rhett Bryan?
Tyler Newbin is 6'1", 205.
So good size.
Good size. Wing, he's a long player. Arms 32 inches, so his wing's 77 and a half inches. At his pro day, 4.59 and the 40. 31 and a half inch vertical leap, 10 foot broad, short shuttle and three cone drill good, and led his team in INTs in the last couple of years there at Minnesota. He's a nice player.
So, Coach Mack, to you, who is Tyler Newbin from Minnesota?
Tyler Newbin's the guy that just gets the game. He understands the game. A safety, that's big for a safety, Mike. They have to understand the game of what's going on in front of them. He's very nuanced in what he understands. He's not the best athlete of this group as far as just numbers-wise, but when you watch him play, you see that he's got a sense of what's going on, and then also he always is in the right place. And a safety has to be in the right place. He's a good tackler. He's a good tackler, and if they ever break through from the front back there to him, he'll get him on the ground. But I like the way he plays the game, and I don't know the kid, but I think just watching him, I like the way he sees the game from the back end.
All right, let's talk about favorites for you two outside of your top five safeties. Coach Mack, give me a favorite in this safety class for the 2024 draft.
I like Cameron Kitchens from Miami of Florida. Cameron Kitchens from Miami of Florida, 5'11", 203. 4.65, 40, but a 1.59, 10, 35-inch vertical jump, 9.2 broad jump. This is a guy that I think later on, down in the draft, there's going to be a run on these. I think he'll probably be taken in the probably third or fourth round.
Wow. Okay.
But that there's something to his game that I like his game because again, when I look at safeties, I look at guys that are cognizant of what's going on. You know, and I look at guys that don't take false steps. I look at guys that got really, really good eyes. You know, guys that don't panic. I like this guy.
Rhett Bryan, who is your favorite at the safety position?
Mine is Malik Mustafa from Wake Forest. Two-year starter there. Talking about a guy that had 192 tackles, 15 of those for loss, 4 quarterback sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 10 pass breakups, 3 INTs. Not scared of contact at all. And he has experience as a gunner and a regular on the kick coverage team. Those are super things you need. And he's round 3, round 4 guy.
All right. Sleeper at the safety position, Rhett Bryan.
Sione Vaki from Utah. He's a guy that you must kind of pay attention to.
Was he a Senior Bowl guy too?
Yes.
Yes, he was.
I thought he was.
He was there, Mike.
And he showed up time and time and time again. You're like, who is this dude? And his team, Cole Bishop, who was your number 5 safety, also made plays. But I thought Vaki might have been more impressive in terms of the on-field stuff.
Well, first of all, Utah had a really good defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they got 2 safeties that are in this draft that will be drafted. That's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sione Vaki, 5'11", 210, had a 4.62 40, but a 39.5-inch vertical leap, 10.5-foot broad. So the explosion is there. 3 cone drill, short shuttle, good. He was one of those guys I thought won the week at the Senior Bowl at his position.
The other thing about him, let me add on Rhett's guy, he did 20 reps at 225.
Yeah.
So he stacked in there. And what you saw a little bit at the Senior Bowl.
Coach Mack, who is your sleeper at the safety position?
From Lubbock, Texas. Go West Texas.
Okay.
Dadrian Taylor Demerson from Texas Tech. 5'10", 197, 4'4", 140, 38-inch vertical, 10'3", broad jump. I think this is a guy that once he gets even more coaching in the National Football League, is going to be a guy, just because of his physical gifts, that's going to be somebody you're going to like. He's going to be immediate help on teams, you know, because of his length and also, you know, because of his speed. This guy to me will probably be a fourth safety when he comes into the league, and will, I think, quickly be able to accelerate because he's got everything that it takes. Right now, playing there in the Big 12, there's not a whole lot of run support stuff that they have to do, and so he's kind of back there in space. But just once he gets into his movement skills and he's got length, I like safeties that have got a little length to them. If I'm going down later on in the draft to look at traits, we talk about traits later on in the draft. 38 vertical, 10-3 broad, you know it's there.
No safeties in the first round, safe to say?
No safeties in the first round.
Would you say that, like running backs, safety is a position that you could do very well on day three in the 2024 NFL draft?
I believe that. I absolutely believe that.
Great quality in terms of that maybe fifth, sixth, seventh round, maybe even undrafted.
Yes, there could be undrafted guys that can help you. And again, just an example, Malik Mustafa that I mentioned, there's some of these guys that they're core special teams guys, which is what you need anyway. And that's what you need if you're going to, especially if you're a free agent, but if you're on the back end of the draft in round 6-7, you're going to be asked to do those kinds of
things. Here's the other thing, Mike and Rhett, that's very important. And once you start looking at going into that third day, the thing that you look at when you're looking at your board, you're looking at how many numbers you have per position for training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to take at least 15 DBs total to training camp. Because these guys are running all the time. There's going to be pulls. There's going to be, ins and outs. But you want to be able to fill and with your seventh-round picks. Sometimes instead of staying out of the Wild West show that free agency is, once you start going to the boiler room with the phone calls, take a seventh-round pick on a guy that can help you there, because those are big numbers that you have to fill out. In the secondary and also on the offensive line, you need numbers when you go into training camp with those people. That's why you'll see, especially towards the end of that, or the middle or the end of that third day, people will start looking at their boards, looking at what they've got coming to training camp, saying, we need numbers here. Let's get them ranked A, B, C, and D up here. And if we can save ourselves from having to negotiate, because all of a sudden when you start negotiating, all of their agents think they're number one picks.
Right.
Okay, so that saves you.
The thing about the safety position too, which I think is important, is if you're evaluating it towards the active roster, I think you're looking at it more towards, can this guy be on our 48, not just our 53? Because unless you have an injury, you don't normally see a safety who is a healthy scratch. You want all those guys have to be up on game day, which, Rhett, makes the team's thing all the more important at the safety spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys are pretty good at this. Come back and do it again on Monday?
Really good. Fair to Midland.
Would you come back again? Do you think you could make it by?
What did Rhett say on the text chain that you sent that time when you asked for the first day if we could do it? His reply was,
No,
I'm busy.
I'm busy. Well, we're going to get you back on Monday for another OTP to do defensive linemen and linebackers. For Coach Mack and Rhett Bryant, I'm Mike Keith, thanking you for joining us for the OTP.
Welcome to the big show, where the legends go. Everybody knows it's a high.